More Australians stranded overseas are set to return after states and territories agree to increase their hotel quarantine caps. Victoria records 45 new coronavirus infections. And in sport, a high-profile NRL player stood down for breaching COVID-19 protocols. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Up to 2,000 more people could now be returning to Australia each week after premiers and chief ministers signed off on the federal government's demand to increase their quarantine arrangements. New South Wales will accept an additional 500 returning Australians each week from the 27th of September. Queensland will also accept an additional 500 returning travellers each week by the 4th of October. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says other states and territories have agreed to work with the Commonwealth to assist in the process of bringing in commercial charter flights.
The reason we need to focus on Sydney and Queensland and Western Australia is because that's where the commercial flights go. But all of the other states and territories, including the ACT and Tasmania even, where there is not yet an international airport, but we can put those arrangements in place quickly to deal with a commercial charter or an emergency evacuation.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has flagged extra measures at aged care facilities to better protect residents and staff from the threat of coronavirus. The state death toll has reached 750 after another 5 COVID-19 fatalities were recorded, all from within the aged care setting. There have also been 45 new cases. Mr. Andrews says it's challenging to contain case numbers in the aged care sector, and there is a need to address vulnerabilities in those environments.
Well into 2021, right up until a vaccine arrives, we're going to have to continue to be extra vigilant. So private operators, staff, all of us having to work together to make sure that we keep aged care residents safe and the virus out of aged care, doing everything we can.
Health officials say an outbreak in Melbourne's southeast has been linked to workplaces and 5 households in the Casey region, with people travelling outside their 5-kilometre radius. The federal government is extending telehealth services until March next year to secure support for Australians in need during the coronavirus pandemic. The $2 billion commitment will encourage improved access to mental health services for patients living in regional and remote areas. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Victorian COVID-19 contact tracing team is upgrading after learning lessons from New South Wales officials.
So that will provide a reckoner against a benchmark to ensure that we keep our tracing systems up to standard and up to being match fit over time as well. One of the challenges that you have with running a tracing regime when you have no cases is there's not much to do when you're tracing no cases, but you always need that capability to be there.
The Prime Minister also announced more interaction across the digital state and territory systems to enable better communication about tracing. New South Wales has recorded 6 new coronavirus infections in the past 24 hours. 5 are overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. 1 is a locally acquired case linked to the Liverpool hospital cluster. That cluster has now expanded to more than 20 cases, as health authorities warn coronavirus is still circulating in the community. China's First Lady has called for gender equality and an end to global poverty. Speaking on the 25th anniversary of the Beijing World Women's Conference and the 5th anniversary of the Global Women's Summit, Peng Liyuan reiterated China is advocating for women's empowerment and is committed to poverty reduction.
This year, China will lift out of poverty, including all of its rural residents living below the poverty line, meeting the target on poverty reduction 10 years ahead of schedule. This will be a major contribution to the progress of mankind. China is committed to alleviating poverty for women.
Recently, a global coalition of more than 300 human rights groups urged the United Nations to address the Chinese government's human rights violations in China, Hong Kong, Tibet, and Xinjiang. And to sport in NRL, Melbourne Storm player Christian Welch has been sanctioned for breaching the league's COVID-19 biosecurity protocols. He's been stood down, fined, and will be tested for COVID-19. Mr. Welch invited another person into the Sunshine Coast hub overnight. He'll miss Saturday's Melbourne Storm match against the West Tigers, while the NRL Integrity Unit investigates the matter further. Mr. Welch has apologised for letting his club down. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, showers 19, Adelaide rain, possible storm 21, Melbourne late rain, windy 25, Hobart mostly sunny 20, Canberra shower 221, Wollongong much the same 20, Sydney similar conditions 22, Newcastle possible shower 23, Brisbane possible morning shower 25, partly cloudy in Cairns 29, and Darwin possible shower 33. This is SBS News.